This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. A few nights ago, out to dinner with some old friends, one of us initiated a little game. He had all of us place our mobile phones on the table, all stacked up, where they were to remain for the duration of the dinner. The first person who checks his or her phone, he told us, has to pick up the check. We all did the best we could, but every time a phone would ring or buzz, the stack would shake itself and collapse, and it was impossible when restacking the phones not to sneak a peek. So by the time the check arrived, pretty much everyone had satisfied the near-universal itch to check the phone, and no one could really be called the loser. I mean, all of us were losers, really, because none of us could manage to get through one dinner filled with old friends and conversation without compulsively checking the little screen we all carry around in our pockets to see if someone else, someone not at the table, wanted to tell us something, or if someone who was actually at the table wanted to text something privately, which also has happened. Now, I'm not saying anything new here, I know, about our collective need to stay connected and reachable and our willingness to be interrupted when we're in the middle of a conversation, even a trivial one, for another kind of conversation, even a more trivial one. But I thought about all of this last week when I got a call from a man who runs a pretty far-flung media operation, a busy guy, in other words, with lots of fingers and lots of pies worldwide. And when he left me a message, he gave me a number to call back on, which I did a few hours later, and it rang and rang. No answer, no voicemail, no prim or attitudinal assistant saying, "I'm sorry, I don't have him." No, nothing, just ringing, which was weird, of course, and the last thing you'd expect from a powerful person who, we're told incessantly about all powerful people, just needs to be reachable at all times. Now, I tried the number off and on, and when no one answered, I got a little concerned. I mean, did I write the number down wrong? So I replayed the voicemail. No, that's the number. Did I need a country code? So I tried again using the first two digits as a country code, but all that accomplished was waking someone up in Japan. Now, finally, I decided to email his assistant with something that struck the right tone between an apology, like, "Hey, sorry to have missed him, I think. Is this the right number?" and incredulity. Does this phone just ring and ring? Is there no voicemail in his empire? And what I learned was this. He uses the phone that's nearest to him at the time. And if it rings, he answers it. And if he moves away from that phone or heads to another office, that pretty much ends that conversation. And if he wants to pick it back up again, he'll reach for whichever phone he's near at that time and then make a call. Now, this means that he misses a lot of calls and that he's often unreachable. Not to everyone, of course, but to a pretty large group of folks who are just trying to call him back. Somehow, though, he manages not only to keep on living a full life, but also to thrive in business. See, small-timers like me, we check our phones and we jump at every text. Big-timers, I now realize, are big despite, or maybe because, they don't. And that's it for this week. Next week, we set a notes call. For KCRW, this is Rob Long.